Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I don't want him whining at the door. I'm going to leave it open so he doesn't whine at the door. Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. Oh, we are live today on The Lunch Grill. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Really, that is the absolute fact. A lot of stuff there. Also, if you want to connect with us, you can connect with us on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. You can catch me there. Let me know that you're listening in here on Blog Talk Radio or AM 1220 KDOW. We always appreciate your listenership. And Facebook, Business on the Edge, or of course, if you want to connect directly with me, you can connect with me at On The Edge at businessontheedge.biz. I have Blog Talk Radio is just fun. Blog Talk Radio is my let my hair down. I can kind of say what I want to say even more on KDOW. Although I'm kind of edgy on AM 1220 KDOW, I am the business coach in Silicon Valley Bay Area, number one sought after business coach, and we have a good time out here. And so if you ever want to tune into our show on AM 1220 KDOW, if you're here in the Bay Area, nine Bay Area counties, you can get that on your AM dial. Also, if you're not, if you're around the country, around the world, somewhere different than the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, or the nine Bay Area counties, you can connect with us, listen live online at www.kdow.biz. I have missed my Blog Talk audience. I have been traveling. I've been going. Sometimes it's just, you know, these shows are kind of off the cuff. And so I'm really trying to figure out a way to a time that I can just always be there for you, especially on the Lunch Grill. I like the Lunch Grill. Because we just grill up crap. We just grill up stuff. Can I say crap on, well, you know, it's out there. We just grill up stuff. You know, when I think about the Lunch Grill, and if crap is too crude for you, then you probably need to tune into that and tune into somewhere else. But, I think I said this before. I have a grill. I have one of these old school, old grills. And I've had it for years. I kind of hate to get rid of it. In fact, we probably need to get rid of it, actually, because it's so old. But it's so full of memories. And so when we put stuff on that grill, I stack up my grill. In fact, I'll have to put a picture out there for the Lunch Grill, specifically from my grill. And it's not a nice, grill that you can... You know, you're not really grilling if you have to turn on the gas. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that's not grilling. That's cooking outside on your stove, really, kind of a stove concept. Anytime you have to turn on the gas, it takes away from the grill, the taste, the charcoal, that old-fashioned taste. And so on the grill, we grill it up, and we throw everything out there on the grill. And sometimes we burn some things up, and sometimes we season it. We grill it up nice and sweet. And today it's going to be nice and sweet because we're going to talk about secrets of these super rich people. And this was and I'm taking this from, this is not my research. This is someone else's research. This is from the U.S. News and World Report. Can I talk today? U.S. News and World Report in 2008. Actually, this particular edition is a collector's edition from the July 15, 2008 archive, if you will. So if you want to try to find that on eBay, you can do that. But I was reading. I'm a reader. I love to read. And but I some things I do. It's funny. It took me 5 years to read this magazine. You know, I think time is everything on certain things. I think that there's things that you need to know, like, right now. There's things in 2008 that I needed to know right now. So I was reading that. But I like buying reading material, magazines, and even with magazines, you know, oftentimes we don't read the entire thing. But I've read, and probably in the last 24 hours, I've read a couple of different articles in this particular edition. In fact, it's very, very interesting, very, very fascinating, and I'm going to enjoy the continuing reading through it. But so On the Grill is 7 secrets, and I want to say this, that whatever you're doing in business, whatever it is, whatever your profession is, it's hard work. It's hard work. I don't care if you're black, white, green, purple, Asian, Indian, African, Filipino. I don't care. It is hard work. Now, granted, if you're in some gender, even gender, whether you're female, male, it's hard work. Is it a little less hard maybe for some groups in some situations? Absolutely. Absolutely. Please, please don't call in and say, you know, it's hard. It is hard for everyone. Are there some variations in what that hardness might look like? Yes. I think if I were a white male, that I would probably have some things available to me a little bit easier than I do than being a black female. So that's a reality, but that doesn't mean that I can't achieve the things that I want to achieve. It just means that the system works differently for me. And so, fair or not, that's just the way it is. And so, yes, have we legislated things to kind of help that along for women's rights and all of that? And we're seeing even around the world, globally, it's getting a little better, but still, you know, even like in politics, 80% of the world's top politicians are male, not female, 20% female. So there's some variations. Let's just agree that there is, you know, everyone wants to throw everyone in the same pot and act like we're having the same experiences. We're not having the same experiences. It's just the way it is, okay? And I'm not interested in having the same experiences as everyone else. I'm interested in having the experience that I need to have to be the person and individual that I need to be as a business professional, as a woman, that's going to help me, this molding and shaping that makes me the business owner that I am or the business coach that I am. So, you know, if it was easy for everyone, I don't know what kind of world we would live in. I think it would probably be a mess. Not that it's a mess. Now, just think about it. If we got everything we wanted and everything was easy, really? You know, pros and cons to everything. So, 7 secrets of the super rich. Number one, I like this. This is great. Perseverance beats education. How about that? We push our kids. We say, okay, education, education, education. I love education. I love college. I love higher education. I love it. I love it. I love it. But I don't subscribe to the fact that everyone needs to go to college to be successful, financially wealthy. Everyone wants to be wealthy. Everyone wants money, whatever that amount is, to be able to maintain what you need to be, to have, or, you know, to sustain your life at a minimum. So we're not arguing that point. We're not arguing whether or not people want money or want wealth and want opportunity to do certain things. What that variation is dependent upon the person. I have marked myself in and penciled myself in personally in 2001 on the billionaires list. Why? Because that's an aspiration. Not because it's just I just want to be a billionaire, but I recognize the fact that millions and billions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars can get things done a lot easier than when you only have hundreds and thousands of dollars. And so I understand the fact that if you want to influence, it is not enough just to have a voice, but having a voice with and being an influencer, being elite in what you do, creating and amassing wealth, obviously allows you to influence, allows you to maybe support things that you want to support. So I have some very interesting things that I'd like to do, and it will take wealth to do it. Well, money is a tool. It's a tool. It's you play with it, you know, you play with some, you invest some, you save some, you pay your bills, you do the things that you need. But it's a tool. So if I were going to go build a house, I want all of the things that I need to build a house with, right? The tools, like the hammer, the nails, the boards, you know, the you know, saws, whatever it is, the bricks, mortar, paint. And so if I want to build wealth, build a business and create wealth, you know, I have to have the right tools to start. You absolutely need money to make money. But here's the gist. You don't, none of these people starting out had a lot of money, really. You know, like Oprah Winfrey didn't have a lot of money. You know, she got a job at a WLS TV station in Chicago, and worked, you know, at this on this show that was a you know, show that wasn't doing well, you know, brought her in, and she was not from Chicago. She's originally from Mississippi, and transitioned, you know, college, you know, being in their television, you know, and radio, and won this opportunity and created something great. But she had to work hard. So perseverance leads to education. And you know what? These leaders, like Steve Jobs, dropped out, college dropout. Bill Gates, college dropout. You know, and Bill Gates, of course, I know that he's now been given honorary degree. So that's kind of cool. Why not? He's earned it in his work. So perseverance beats education. Keep going. Don't quit. Because you don't have, you know, a master's, or you don't have an MBA, or you don't have a baccalaureate degree, you know, you don't, just keep going. Heart and perseverance, and what these super rich are saying is like, hey, I had passion for what I wanted to do. I really saw something that I thought could be great, and I just wanted to make it great. And so it wasn't, you know, like, let's take George Lucas. I like film. George Lucas was not, I mean, he was a D student, you know, and he's, and this is in 2008, remember, $3.6 billion. Star Wars series. So, but he gets an A plus in entertainment in Star Wars. Are you kidding me? You know, and so we have to understand, you know, that there's some differences. Bill Gates, you know, once told Playboy magazine, again, I'm pulling this from, these are not my words, this is U.S. News Report and World Report, Secrets of the Super Rich Collector's Edition, July 15, 2008. Very, very cool stuff. But this is what he told me. He says, to ask insightful questions or question and capacity to remember, to relate to domains that may not seem connected at first. This is how his brain worked that caused him to create this wealth. Sam Walton of Walmart, the legend. I think I overcame every single one of my personal shortcomings by the sheer passion I brought to my work. I don't know if you are born with this kind of passion or if you can learn it, but I do know you need it. And so you could be a straight-A student in college and be not super rich. I'm just saying. So number two, is there anything as make your own luck? And I have to agree with the super rich on this. I don't think that there's a real such thing as luck. So no, you didn't really... None of them are saying they made their own luck. None of them. Zero. Not one. You know, maybe a little bit if you want to say that, but it really wasn't luck. They don't really attribute their success and their achievements to sheer luck. They attribute it to recognizing opportunity, recognizing creating new opportunities as well, that there was this opportunity for their destiny or their product or their services to meet this moment in time that looks like luck to everyone else. Like this drives me nuts. It just totally drives me nuts. And I just will fry this up on the grill. I can't stand it when people say, you know, they're just so lucky. Michael Jordan. Okay, so, and I'm just throwing him out there. Really? I wonder how many courts you ran up and down to do what he's done to become who we know as Michael Jordan. I wonder how many television shows or radio shows that you did to become an Oprah Winfrey, to become a rival to the great Phil Donahue at the time and pass him in you know, becoming the queen of daytime talk show. How many shows did you do? Luck? I don't think so. I don't think so. Steve Jobs, luck. Steve Jobs' mind just kind of worked in a super radical way. Not luck. Opportunity and recognizing a need and saying, you know what, there's a way to fulfill this need. Entrepreneurs, the super wealthy, will do things that the average, and I think everyone's average. I think the people make choices to be more than what the average could be. Does that make sense? Like everyone's, you know, just that average person walking down the street, when Bill Gates was growing up and playing with his Tonka toy trucks, you know, that's when trucks were like really trucks, those metal, manly trucks. You know, though he was just one of the kids. But there was something in him that pulled on him, that he just, you just are relentless. You can't stop. It's like when people tell you, I get frustrated when people tell me, gosh, you know, this is, are we going to really be able to do this? If my team gives any negative, negative towards, you know, and I think I'm a pretty good business coach and a team leader, but I really have an issue with negativity. Not that it's hard, but just negativity. It's like, you know, it's like the guy on Gulliver's Island, you know, the little cartoon, you'll never make it. It's like, really? That guy, I'm like, really? Then you need to get off the boat. If you don't think you can make it, you're not going to make it. And it's not because the boat isn't strong enough to hold you. It's because you have the wrong attitude and the wrong mindset. And so entrepreneurs and these great billionaires who just were relentless in what they were doing and just kept going. They just kept going. And so it's not really make your own luck. It's recognize the opportunities that can propel you to new levels. Number three, gamble but wisely. Calculated risk. Entrepreneurs will take risks that they can see the end of it. They're like, oh, we can do that. That's a great idea. The risk is going to cost something. You know, we just invested in something that I'm like, this is a great opportunity and we can get a return on this and it's going to give us national exposure. By the way, speaking of which, PR Web is fantastic, because that is a great way to get your name around the country. We just released our very first press release for the company nationwide, because we're coming to different cities, Dallas, different states, Dallas, Illinois, our cities are Dallas, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Bay Area, San Francisco, Silicon Valley, San Jose. And so pick up that press release. You can Google us, Business on the Edge, Expo and Summit, and you can find out what we're doing and you can find out where we're planning to go. And so we're going to come to a city, state near you and just share some of this radical, cutting edge business on the edge coaching. We are not a cookie cutter. If you're looking for a cookie cutter coach, then go to Action Coach and tell them I sent you. So anyway, So number three, gamble, but wisely. You know, you want to get a return on your investment, but they're trying to make calculated risks. You know, I was in this is so funny. I laughed when I read this because I thought I was in this Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki class. And so you know how he just goes around the country and does these freebie classes, and then he hits you up for that $1,000 class, right? And then you go to the $1,000 class, and they hit you up for the $20,000 classes. It's really amazing. They have a really great system. So I'm in this class. I'm in this $1,000 class, the freebie class. And so we're playing the Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the rat race game. And so the first time I was really frustrated because I'm like, I know I can play this game, and I know I can, you know, create, you know, risk. And if the higher the risk, the higher the return, less the risk, the lower the return, that's the safety. I'm not the safety zone. I'm not the kind of gal who's like the you know, if you're selling me, you know, retirement planning, all of that, that's fantastic. You know, and your 401ks, and that's nice, and that's safe, and that's okay. But I'm the one who's like, wow, what's the risks here, and can I make this happen? Because you want to get out of the rat race quickly, and so the gist of the game is to get you out of the rat race faster, and so that the first hit just kind of bombed, and it just really just kicked me off. I'm like, what? You know, so this is what I did. I said, the next year, I'm going to win this game. I'm going to do this. So we got to play it again. And I tell you, I looked at that board, and I decided on, you know, what are my risks? You know, what are the higher risks? And I went for it, and I was out of that rat race so fast. But I was willing to take that risk. I was willing to, you know, just do things that safe people want to stay safe. I want to be safe, but I want to make smart, you know, choices in what I'm doing. But I like this, entrepreneurs and those that really have a vision for where they want to go will take, you know, higher risks. Number four, know your market intimately. Know your market intimately. That's an ongoing thing, I want to say. But you want to know your market. You know, you want to know your discipline, you know, like business. My discipline is really focused on small businesses. Large businesses, great. They don't need me. They don't need me. And so, but small businesses, and then you have small businesses, you have the small, mid-sized, large business, and you guys are probably hearing my phone. This is, can you believe this? This is my assistant calling me in the middle of my Blog Talk radio show. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? She should be tuning in. Are you right? Just, I apologize. Right in on my, that's just fantastic. Fantastic. That's why it's live, and that's what happens. And so I'll have to text her and tell her, really? Are you kidding me? So know your market. Small businesses, I know small businesses. And there's so many. I sat at IHOP last night. I started the story. IHOP for like 2.5 hours. You know, I watched Suits, like one of my favorite shows. Awesome, awesome, awesome show. And I go to IHOP because I got this burr in my saddle. I'm trying to work out something that's going to be a great solution for small businesses. And so I've been thinking about this for the last few months. I've got a couple of things in my percolator, if you know, just kind of working on some things to make things easier for job seekers and for small businesses, because it's time to win. It's just time to. I am so committed to your success, and so I'm like, brain is constantly going and trying to think of things that's going to really make you a success. Well, it's going to make you a success, too. Absolutely, it's going to make me a success. I want to be a success. I want to be able to create income. I'm in business to create money, for real. Really? But I'm also in business to help you understand that there's a better way of doing business. There's smart ways of doing business and knowing your market and coming into understanding that you want to be the leader. So these guys are the leaders. They're saying, hey, look, you know what? know what you're doing intimately. You know, stay in your lane. You know, we've got this budding writer they're talking about in this magazine, a playwright, often advised to draw material from what they know best. And we say that. I write. We know that. Write about what you know. We'll steer, you know, things like that. Write about what you know. You know, work at Chick-fil-A. That's true of Kathy. Chick-fil-A, you know, learned how to cook chicken, you know, as a little boy with his mother. He knows chickens. He knows chicks. That's so funny. But, you know, do whatever you do, make sure that you know what you're doing and continue to grow and especially, you know, evolution of whatever product, services, of what we're working on. You know, if IT technology is one of those crazy fields that it is constantly, constantly changing, even as I'm doing the show, it's changing, it's getting better, there's new ideas, there's new concepts, business coaching, there's different ways. It's like the business model of business coaching, this is something that I've gunned down often, and we'll just throw this on the grill, is I cannot, no offense, but chambers, city chambers, please, 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 around the nation, hear me when I say this. Please improve your model. Please improve your business model. It is more than, you know, right now it's a political club. If you go every week and you're eating, but the value for small businesses, they're not getting them. You're seeing business associations pop up in these different cities and in these different areas that are doing much more for the small business guy. And so really consider changing the paradigm of what the chamber can look like. Right now, I won't join a chamber. I've been a part of a chamber. I've been a part of the Silicon Valley Chamber, San Jose Chamber. I said it out loud. And unfortunately, I didn't get the value out of it. I paid a lot of money to be a part of it, and I did not get that return. So just saying. Number five, focus obsessively on work, work, work. This is exactly. Like I said, I'm at IHOP. I'm sitting in the corner, and our IHOP is kind of really cool because it's based on old Motown oldies and goodies and just cool, just old sound that I can think. And I'm going through this little notepad, and I'm like, okay, I see this problem with small businesses, and these are the problems. And I got all these little bubbles, and then I got all these little bubble solutions. And I'm going, okay, how do we tie this together? What can we do? And how do we make this, you know, can we make it mobile? And can we do it? This is what we do. You got to work, work, work. You are not working an 8-hour job if you're a business owner. If you are trying to have a extraordinary career, extraordinary existence in what you want to do in your profession, you got to work, 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 and then you're gonna work some more and work. Focus. Ray Kroc. There's only one boss, the customer, Sam Walton, used to say. We'll get to Ray Kroc in a second. And he can fire everybody in the company simply by spending his money somewhere else. Your customers are always going to be your boss. Ray Kroc agreed. If we focus on satisfying our customers and take care of the top lines of our business, the bottom line will always follow. The bottom line will always, always, always follow. And so we have to work. We have to stay focused. We have to be, if you're going to be the, and I'm just amazed at Martha Stewart. I mean, she got to go to prison. Like, that's a really great thing. And she came out and just stepped right back into her whole Martha Stewart. Are you kidding me? Who does that? Really? I need to talk to her. She needs to come on the AM 1220 KDFW Business on the Edge show. Who does that? Who goes to prison? Really? And I know you guys are going to hate me for saying this, but really, if Oprah Winfrey went to prison and got out, I don't know that she would have a career when she got out. I'm just saying. You do the math. You can take that however you want to, but I'm just saying, really, who goes to prison and then gets out and they have a, you know, the flourishing career. Hallmark Channel, what are you doing? You know. Anyway, number six, timing is everything. Timing is very good. You know, I share this with my team. You know, especially sales and what timing is everything. You know, so that's addictive. So watch your timing. Stay focused. And number seven, it's not just, this is not just the money. It's not just about the money, or even mostly about the money. You just love what you do. I love what I do. I get up every day and I enjoy it. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy the production part of my career, and I enjoy the business coaching part of my career, the radio stuff. I love it. AM 1220, KDOW, Business and Age. I love it. It's just fantastic. And being able to get up every day and do what we do is absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And so I want to keep doing what I'm doing. And so you want to do that, and you want to create the income behind that, you know, so you can keep doing that. I want to help people. I want to help them do what they're trying to figure out how to do, scratching their heads, because they're going to have enough people always to tell them it's just not going to work. It's not, you can't do it. It's hard is never reason not to do it. It just means that it's hard. Again, you're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. This is The Lunch Grill, the Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended. Tune into my show every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. And as always, live life on purpose and with a purpose, coming from this Secrets of the Super Rich.